Charter schools have continued to divide public education advocates in Nashville. The six major candidates for mayor are trying to avoid picking sides. WPLN asked them all the same question. Blake Farmer has their responses.
In the complex and nuanced debate about charter schools, do you find yourself more often siding with charter advocates or opponents?
I think, again, that's a false question.
At-large Councilwoman Megan Berry, like most of the candidates, didn't want to answer.
I think that's part of the conversation is missing right now because you have people that take sides.
Berry has nothing bad to say, though she may be the least boosterish of the field. Attorney Charles Robert Bone says he's for expanding charter schools, even if just as a practical matter.
If, as mayor, our position is we want higher performing schools faster, I cannot ignore the results of charter schools.
Candidate Jeremy Kane started one of the oldest charters in town, yet he doesn't sound much different.
We have to have more high-quality options, and charters have a role to play in that.
I'm pro-charter schools. I want them to succeed.
Developer Bill Freeman says he's actually put money into a local charter organization, though he downplays the movement's overall impact. On the other hand, businesswoman Linda Rebrovic recites the claim that charters can help everyone.
We see some successes there that we should replicate and take to all of our schools.
Former school board chairman David Fox is the only candidate voluntarily acknowledging the uncomfortable reality of charters.
If they're successful, and if families choose them, they might displace some of the traditional schools to an extent.
So far, none of the candidates' stump speeches go as far as the current mayor, who said recently the city isn't anywhere near its saturation point with charter schools. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.